Number 8, pleasure, not performance. To get the most from this sexual relationship, spouses need to concentrate on both giving and receiving pleasure. If either partner focuses attention on how well he or she is performing, this detracts from the partner's overall sexual satisfaction. Both soulmates need to be unselfish in their efforts to please the other, but also understand themselves well enough to know how to fully enjoy their intimate moments. Experienced couples know that not every intimate encounter needs to result in sexual intercourse to be satisfying. Sometimes partners may wish to express their physical affection without becoming sexually involved. Some wives resist intimate moments with their husbands, knowing that they always lead to intercourse. So if they are not in the mood for full-blown sexual intercourse, they avoid any kind of physical contact, which is unfortunate for both marriage partners. There are plenty of delightful ways to pleasure your partner that are sensual, but not sexual. This is one of the most important things that husbands can learn, to find enjoyment in expressing affection toward their wives in sensual, non-sexual ways. Sometimes caring in an intimate way that doesn't lead to sex is an extremely powerful way to communicate your love for your spouse. On other occasions, couples might transform an emotionally intimate moment of sharing a feeling into a tender kiss, and then, when appropriate, into the total connectedness of intercourse.
Here's an activity designed to help husbands and wives enjoy their physical intimacy without engaging in sexual intercourse. Couples who enjoy fanciful, creative fun might want to try it out. This is called a sensuous delight. In carrying out this exercise, remember this. Your objective is to play the role of a trustworthy friend whose sole purpose is to enhance your friend's sensuous delight. Everything you do should focus on this goal of providing a caring service to her or him, rather than on paying attention to your own personal gratification. Individuals who are entertainers by nature might even begin by announcing to their marriage partner, "I am thy humble servant, here to attend to thine every need and provide much pleasure to every inch of thine entire body." In order to prepare for and fully enjoy this experience, you'll probably want to turn off the television earlier than usual. Fill the bathtub with water that's a warm, comfortable temperature. Add a fragrant bath gel, oil, or bubble bath. Create soft lighting with scented candles or a dimmer switch. Have soft romantic music, preferably instrumental, playing in the background. Invite your soulmate to step into the bathtub and prepare for a relaxing, sensuous, pleasurable feast. Suppose the person who will enjoy this experience is your wife. Encourage her to simply recline in this luxuriant pool of peaceful pleasure to her heart's content, soaking up the warmth through every pore of her body. Give her a special shampoo, taking your direction from her as to what type of shampoo and rinse to use, and when to do this during her bath. It's generally most convenient for you to do this kneeling on the carpet at one end of the tub, running your fingers through her tresses, and gently massaging her scalp as you cleanse her crowning glory. When she feels totally relaxed and completely content from lingering in liquid, she's ready for the next phase. Take her hand to assist her in stepping gingerly out of the tub. As she stands on the soft rug, dry her off, gently patting her body with a towel that you've heated up in the dryer. Ensure that in drying her off, the only thing that touches her skin is your towel, not your hands. Remember, your role in this activity is that of a trustworthy servant, not a lover. After you've dried her off, place a robe, also warmed in the dryer, around her. Your next task is to dry and comb her hair. Take your directions from her stated preferences in using a hair dryer, comb, and brush to dry her hair. At this point, take her gently by the hand and lead her over to the bed, helping her take her robe off and recline in comfort on her stomach. Kneeling to one side of her on the bed, give her an almost full body massage. Before beginning this, ensure that you have used a little lotion on your own hands to minimize any roughness. Also, make sure that you have softened the ambiance of the bedroom with very soft music and lighting, and that the room is reasonably warm. Using a fragrant body lotion or oil of your choice that you have pre-warmed slightly, gently massage her body, beginning with the tips of her toes. Massage each toe separately, doing so tenderly and deliberately. Very gradually, work your way up her ankles and calves, softly moistening the pores of her skin with every circular motion of your hands. In caressing her skin, experiment using one or several fingers simultaneously, massaging sometimes with two or three fingers, other times with the heel of your hand, and still others using your entire hand. As this particular exercise is designed to be entirely soft and gentle, all of this massaging should be gentle caressing rather than kneading, pounding, or using heavy pressure in your massaging movements. Continue slowly up the underside of her knees and the back of her thighs, remembering to stop about 3 inches from her buttocks. Remember, this is a sensuous, not sexual, experience. Then skip up to her waist and begin again massaging the small of her back, all the way up her back and shoulders, then up the back of her neck, slightly massaging her scalp if she desires. If she has some real knots and kinks and would like you to do so, it's appropriate to be firmer as you massage her back and shoulders. Finally, massage the backs of her arms, her wrists, the palms of her hands, and then her fingers, one by one. Now encourage your wife to gently roll over and lie on her back. Once again, begin with her toes and feet and work your way up the front side of her body. This time, as you massage, stop a few inches before you get to the top of her thighs. Skip her entire pelvic region and continue again at her waist, once more stopping a couple of inches below her breasts. Then proceed with her shoulders and down the front side of her arms and top side of her hands and fingers, gently working lotion into each separate finger. Finally, ever so gently, use your fingertips to tenderly caress her chin, cheeks, nose, and forehead, once again running your fingers through her hair to massage her scalp if she so desires. In concluding this sensuous experience, gently cover your sweetheart with a top sheet and blanket and tuck her in. You may now give her a tender kiss on the lips before turning off the music and putting out the candles. A final reminder. Generally speaking, you should anticipate that this will be the end of the evening, with both you and your companion enjoying a full and restful sleep. We cannot guarantee, however, that occasionally you might not be awakened later from your sleep by an amorous sweetheart who now wants to engage in a continuation of your sensuous experience on a different level. It is certainly not necessary for all couples to carry out the sensuous delight activity to have a wonderful physical intimacy. Husbands and wives can do many different things to be sensuous without being sexual. Gently caressing a cheek or forearm, running your fingers through each other's hair, nibbling his or her ear, tenderly squeezing a knee, cuddling in bed. There's no end to the ways caring soulmates can express their affection for one another physically. As with all other aspects of their marriage, couples do best by focusing on whatever seems well-suited to their own preferences.